game was abandoned. Peter Hood reports from the Vitality Stadium.
Play was suspended on the 65th minute mark here on the south coast after Tom Lockyer went down with nobody around him. His boss, Rob Edwards, ran onto the pitch to get the rest of the players away from the Welsh international, who was stretchered off the field, surrounded by medical staff. It's the second time Lockyer has collapsed on the pitch. He needed hospital treatment for a heart condition after going down in the Championship playoff final against Coventry in May.
Rishi Sunak has put illegal immigration at the top of the agenda during a speech in Rome today. The Prime Minister said he wanted the UK to lead the conversation about reworking international asylum frameworks. He said the UK and the world must take a tougher stance.
If we are to stop the boats, then we must have a deterrent. People must know that if they come to our countries illegally, then they won't get to stay. It's as simple as that. Making that deterrent credible will mean doing things differently. From consensus.
Norfolk police say a post-mortem examination shows no evidence a third party was involved in the death of a woman whose body was found in a river in Norwich. Formal identification is due to take place tomorrow. Missing Gaynor Lord's family has been informed of the development. There have been protests in Tel Aviv after Israeli forces admitted accidentally shooting three hostages dead, despite them waving a white flag. The military says it was likely the hostages had been abandoned by their militant captors or had escaped. In sport, Manchester City conceded a last-minute penalty in a 2-2 draw at home to Crystal Palace, the champions 3 points off Premier League leaders Liverpool. Newcastle eased past 10-man Fulham 3-0, Chelsea 2-0 winners over Sheffield United. Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic lost 2-0 to Hearts, who climbed to third. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Govan.
Thanks, Kevin.
This is Phoenix FM.
Massive thank you to John Chubb for another superb edition of Phoenix Sport. Coming up next on Phoenix FM, it's Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello, good evening, and welcome again to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. Can you believe it's been a week since we last got together? Gone fast, hasn't it? And can you believe it's Christmas Day, a week on Monday? 9 days! 9 days to go! Comes around faster and faster every year, doesn't it? Anyway, this is Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. Thank you very much indeed for tuning in. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door. And we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And this week's show is brought to you courtesy of December birthdays. That's right. All of this evening's artists will have a birthday in December. And let me tell you now, legends are born in December. And by the end of the show, I am sure you'll be agreeing with me on that. So coming up in the first half an hour, for your audio delight, we are going to absolutely rock out. We've got some Ozzy Osbourne, we've got some Rainbow, and we've got some Pearl Jam for you. But first of all, it is Saturday night, so turn it up, because you want everything louder than everything else. Here's Lemmy and the boys to start your Saturday night.
Loud. So good I can't believe it, screaming with the crowd.
two tracks, completely rocking out, and I hope they've blown some cobwebs away for you. Okay, kicking us off was, of course, Motorhead, and we played Motorhead because it would have been Lemmy's birthday on Christmas Eve, which I think is now next Sunday, week tomorrow, isn't it? It would have been his birthday. We heard Overkill, and that one snuck into the charts in 1979. It just got into the charts. It got to number 39 back in 1979. And then we heard Ozzy Osbourne, of course, and Bark at the Moon. That song reached... where did it reach? It just missed out on the top 20, sorry. It just missed out on the top 20. It peaked at 21, and that was in November 1983. And it was Ozzy Osbourne's birthday a couple of weeks ago on the 3rd of December. So that's why we heard Ozzy, the Prince of Darkness. Okay, here's some more tunes to rock out to.
Sometimes
Wow, we've really rocked out this evening, haven't we? Two singers there, back to back, both celebrating their birthday on the 23rd of December. The first one we heard was Rainbow, and the song was Lost in Hollywood. We played that because it's lead singer Graham Bonnet's birthday on the 23rd of December. That track wasn't released as a single in the UK, but it is from their album Down to Earth. And you know, it's the only album that Rainbow recorded with Graham Bonnet, which is a shame because his lyrics, his vocals, I should say, are just so good, aren't they? Anyway, the story goes that Ritchie Blackmore wasn't happy that Graham Bonnet didn't grow his hair long and wasn't your typical hard rocker. So him and Graham Bonnet and Rainbow kind of parted ways. Just too soon, really. And then we just heard Even Flow, and that was by Pearl Jam. And we played that because lead singer Eddie Vedder, it's his birthday on the 23rd of December. Eddie Vedder wrote the lyrics to that song, but as far as I can tell, he could be singing in Welsh. Let's have another listen to Eddie Vedder. Listen, tell me if you can understand what he's singing here. Right, that could be in Welsh. Anyway, it's Eddie Vedder's birthday on the 23rd of December, as well as Graham Bonnet, so happy birthday to those two. Let's move on.
Hook me up a new revolution.
That Suede and Metal Mickey, and we're playing that because keyboardist and guitarist Neil Codling, it was his birthday on the 5th of December. That was Metal Mickey, as I said. That was their second single release and their first to break into the top 40, giving them their first top 20 hit when it peaked at number 17 in 1992. Guitarist Bernard Butler co-wrote that song and said the song was inspired by Cher's cover of the Shoop Shoop song, which reached number one, you might remember, in 1991. However, the guitar part was inspired by the Kinks, You Really Got Me, and I kind of get that vibe from it as well, you know. And of course, the title is a nod to the 80s sitcom Metal Mickey, which I used to really love. I bet if you watch it now, it would look really dated, wouldn't it, Metal Mickey? And before that, we heard the Foo Fighters and I think it was Learn to Fly that we played, wasn't it? Anyway, we played that because it was Nate Mendel's birthday, who's the bassist, on the 2nd of December, so a fortnight ago. That was the song they released in the 1990s. I think it was reissued again in October 1999. It's a title track from the album of the same name. You might have seen the YouTube video of all those Italians in that village all singing it at the same time, which I think was in about 2015. And it meant that the Foo Fighters went there to do a gig, because that's why they did the song. Okay, let's move on. Here's some Supergrass. Applause at the end of a song, haven't you? That was Supergrass and Pumping on Your Stereo, and we played that because Mick Quinn, the bassist, is his birthday tomorrow, which is the 17th of December. Pumping On Your Stereo, that was released right at the end of our decades in June 1999. It just missed out on the top 10, peaking at legs 11. It was their seventh consecutive top 20 hit, and it reached number 11 over in New Zealand as well. And if you haven't seen the video for that song, then do check it out on YouTube, because it's really good fun and actually very clever. Here's the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
How catchy were those two tunes? Were you tapping your feet? Because I was. We just heard there Dan Hartman and Instant Replay, and we played that because it would have been his birthday on the 8th of December. That was his debut release in the UK, and it reached number 8, and it's by far his biggest hit. In fact, it's his only UK top 10. Of course, you probably don't know that he did the original of Relight My Fire, which was covered by Take That and Lulu, and they took it to number 1. I'm not sure if you're aware of the song Raining in Connecticut by Tom Robinson, but that was written as a tribute to Dan Hartman in 1996, 2 years after his death. Before that, we heard the Eurythmics and Would I Lie to You, and we played that because singer Annie Lennox, it's her birthday on Christmas Day, a week on Monday, the 25th of December. And I have to confess, I absolutely love Would I Lie to You. I play it all the time when I'm at home. That one gave them their 7th UK top 20 hit, and it peaked at number 17. Do you know, I would have thought it would have performed better because it is so good and so catchy. Although it did make it all the way to number 1 over in Australia. And as you might expect, the song was written by the Eurythmics, Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. And it was produced by Dave Stewart. You're listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all of the songs that we do play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. And better than all of that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool. It doesn't need to be trendy. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers, a bit like this next one.
But then my chance to get to heaven slim. Oh, I used to worry about the future, but then I threw my caution to the wind. I had no reason to be carefree,
no, no, no,
until I took a trip to the other side of town.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know I heard that boogie rhythm. Hey, I had no choice but to get down, 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 down. So I've got to hang out on my hang-ups, 'cause on the boogie I feel so hell-bent. Hey, hey, it's just an instant gut reaction that I get. I know I've never ever felt like this before. I don't know what to do, but then that's nothing new. Stuck between hell and high water, I need a cure to make it through. Hey, sleep. She says, you know that you can go much faster. I know the people's talk can be so cheap. Hey, I've got this voodoo child ingrained on me. I'm gonna use my power to ascend. You know I've got these blinding ears to use. Such a there's no way I lose. I was born to run and built to last. You never see my feet 'cause I move so fast. Dancing. Hey, nothing left for me to do but dance. All these bad times I'm going through, just dance. Hey, got candy in my ears tonight, baby.
is Phoenix 98 FM.
That was Britney Spears and You Drive Me Crazy. And we played that because it's Britney Spears' birthday was on the 2nd of December. Do you know, Britney Spears' first three singles were all released in 1999. This was the third and it peaked at number five in the charts. The first two were Baby One More Time, which of course made it to number one. And the second was Sometimes, which made it to number three. You Drive Me Crazy, though, did make it to number one in Belgium, Croatia, Guatemala, Iceland and Japan. There's some random countries in that list, isn't there? Before that, we heard Jamiroquai and Canned Heat, and we played that because it's going to be lead singer JK's birthday on the 30th of December. That was released right at the end of our decades in the summer of 1999. It was their 15th single release and their 7th top 10 when it peaked at number 4 in the charts. It's from the album Synchronized. Chart-wise, though, it performed best in Hungary, Iceland and Spain, where it reached number 2 in those countries. Okay, here's a bit of ABBA.
happens to be free, I bet he wouldn't fancy me. That's too bad, so I must leave. I'll have to go to Las Vegas or Monaco and win a fortune in a game. My life will never be the same.
Was ABBA and Money, Money, Money. We played that because keyboardist Benny Anderson, it's his birthday today. So happy birthday, Benny. And as you might expect, the song was co-written and co-produced by our birthday boy, alongside, of course, his bandmate Bjorn. Frida sings lead vocals on that track. Do you know, ABBA had just had three consecutive number ones when they released that track in 1977. And it ended that run because it peaked at number three. They then had another run of three consecutive number one hits. Money, Money, Money is taken from their brilliant album Arrival. And I'm going to take a punt now and say that you've probably got a copy of ABBA Gold in your house, haven't you? Because I think almost all UK households have got a copy of ABBA Gold, haven't they? Okay, just before we do the soppy softies at seven, I want to squeeze in this one.